the air, and that lets you save.
Who cares?
True form life.
Green locum.
Welcome to another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddea. Today, we have a special guest coming back to us, and it's Rick Kohut. Usually, I do the intro myself, but today, he's sitting here right in the studio, so let's welcome him right now.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally, improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Taddea.
How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing great, Drew. Thanks for having me on the show again.
So Rick and I are just fresh off the golf course, and I wanted to share with you all, I beat him very badly. How do you feel about that, Rick?
Well, if it was true, I'd be really embarrassed, but it's not, so I'm fine with that.
You're right. I didn't win. I lost badly.
It was a good game.
yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun. So thanks for having me on, by the way.
You betcha. It was a pleasure.
So today we're talking about organic or not. The title of this show is organic food healthier? And again, we're going to jump right into things, but I want to get Rick to give you some information about himself. And we did really well last show. We had people coming in your store, and we had quite a lot of hits on iTunes as well. So we're fortunate to have you back and grateful for the opportunity to have your expertise once again.
All right. That was the digestion show, right?
That's right. And that was show, what show was that?
102
on yeah. Digestion. So you can go ahead and download those or check out the website, exploringmindandbody.com /digestion. So that was a great show, and this is going to be another one too. And I know you're excited to get into it. But before you do, just real quick, you do a number of things, local farmer, holistic nutritionist. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I've farmed all my life, and I really enjoy doing that and growing food and teaching people how they can, you know, grow good food and have access to good food. So that's a really big part of what I do. And secondly is I'm a holistic nutritionist, and I have my own practice at Health Street here in Olds, Alberta. And that's a place where I can really help people kind of one-on-one with their nutrition. And it's what I'm passionate about, is helping people and showing them how they can live a healthier life in a natural way, rather than interfering with unhealthier foods or fake foods or substances that are just shouldn't or not intended to be in our food and aren't good for us. So yeah, I love educating about that stuff and talking to guys like you about it. And this is a great place to do that, listening on the radio and as a, you know, on your iPod or through your car stereo or however you're listening, it's a great way to get this information. So
yeah, it's exciting. So, we just like I told our listeners that have been listening, we just threw our stuff on, been on the show for over 2 years now, but we just 2 months ago threw it on iTunes. So we're getting a nice following, so I really appreciate that. Thank you everyone who's downloading and listening.
Nice.
So I know we talked briefly, and I know this is something you can't wait to talk about. So give us your perspective about organic or not.
All right. Well, this is an interesting topic. And, you know, as a farmer and a nutritionist, you know, I get questions about it all the time. I grow vegetables out on the farm and grain crops, and I sell in farmers markets and grocery stores and all that kind of stuff. And as a nutritionist, you know, I get clients that ask me and other nutritionists that ask me, you know, is organic food is better, right? They say. And I say, well, no, not necessarily.
No.
And it's funny, but most nutritionists out there will say, absolutely, you have to buy organic. But what I say is, no, you don't have to buy organic. And it's not necessarily the best way to spend your money, nor to get the best nutrition. And people don't realize this, but you have to dig a little bit deeper when it comes to getting the best quality food that's going to support your body and your nutrition. I'm not saying that organic, certified organic food isn't bad for you, because it's not. It's good, and the organic producers have to produce with certain guidelines in mind, and they have to follow these guidelines. And there's a bunch of restrictions and everything, which is fantastic. But what a lot of people don't realize is that you can get even more nutritious more nutrient dense food and that it's better for you locally. And where we're at here in Alberta, we can get some of the best foods in the world, the most nutrient dense foods in the world for several different reasons. But as a producer myself and growing certain vegetables and knowing a lot of farmers around the area that grow vegetables responsibly, most of them are not certified organic. And if you take a look around, small local producers do not get certified to be organic because they just sell locally. They happen to have the best quality food that there is, and most of them don't even use pesticides or any of those things anyway. So they're following those organic guidelines. They just don't bother to get the certification. Yeah.
So why wouldn't they get the certification? Just something they don't need to produce high quality food?
Well, one of the things is cost prohibitive. It might be cost prohibitive.
And these are small local farms, right?
Yeah. So it
could be expensive to do that.
Exactly. And not only that, it's you would have to buy, like say if you have organic chicken or organic beef, you might have to feed them certified organic feed. So, you know, and most of the feed around, especially if you're feeding hay or something like that for a farmer, it would be organic if it was actually certified. It's just not certified.
Right.
So it wouldn't qualify. So there's all these loopholes that you would have to get through, and it would be just too much work and too much energy, and it would cost way more. So
then the farmers would have to charge their customers more.
And that's one of the reasons why you see organic food as real expensive, or quite a bit more expensive than non-organic food in the grocery store. So if you take a look at a few important things and you think about these questions that we'll talk about in a little bit here, you can really narrow things down and you can find out a lot about your food by just asking these questions. But the big thing is going local. I mean, you avoid all that stuff just by going local, and you can get extremely healthy food that's good for you. It's more nutrient dense, all that stuff, just by purchasing local when you can.
Okay. Well, that's a good segue to getting into these top five questions. So before that, we have to take a quick sponsor break. So when we come back, we're going to go through Rick's top five reasons you should know, top five things you should know about your food.
Excellent.
Exploring mind and body with Trueform's Drew Taddea would not be possible without the help from the following sponsors: AG Foods in Didsbury, Health Street in the Cornerstone Shopping Center Olds, and Shoppers Drug Mart, working together to help build a healthier tomorrow. For more information on Trueform Life, Drew Taddea, or to find out how you can become a sponsor, visit exploringmindandbody.com.
All right, so we're back with you after a short break, and we're going to talk about the top five things you should know about your food. So jump into it, Rick.
Okay. So the number one thing I have is that, you know, making sure that your food is being produced or grown by a person or a family and not necessarily a big, huge corporation or a factory. And that's one of the things that you can find out more about your food. Like if that's a guideline that you use, you will end up getting higher quality food more of the time.
So let me throw a wrench into your plan here.
Yeah, okay.
What if you're in a big city? Like, we're rural. That's always a difficult word for me. But so it's easier for us to find those small farmers. And what if you're in a big city and you don't have access to what smaller towns do?
Yeah, well, and that's a really good question. Now, and this is one of those things, like when I do speaking at different events in the city, that's the same question that I get all the time. But it's also the same reason why there's so many more farmers markets popping up in the larger cities.
Right.
So if you take a look at our local cities around here, there's, in the last 3 years, the number of farmers markets have doubled. So people are asking for it.
And the size too, right?
Exactly. So the size of the farmers markets are getting bigger and the number of farmers markets are getting bigger. So that's a good sign. People are asking for some local food, because what you'll find is that at most farmers markets, you'll get local foods. That's
right.
The idea of a farmers market is to get locals selling their produce in that area, which is good. It's good for the economy. It's good for the local farmers. It's supporting them financially. So it keeps them thriving and alive. So
that's a great tip. Yeah, because I didn't I didn't even think about going to farmers markets. You can go talk to your farmer at the market. So a lot of times they're not in grocery stores. So that's a great way to to answer that.
Exactly, and a lot of the larger grocery stores now are starting to adopt some local programs. So where they actually put separate labels on the locally grown food. So that's another thing. Look for that.
Okay.
Look for those local labels.
Thanks for that. Okay, number two.
All right. Second thing is that your food is produced in or on healthy soils. This is one of the things that you can ask a farmer. You can ask the manufacturer. If it is a manufacturer or a corporation, then ask them if it's grown in or on healthy soils. Or, you know, for example, here in Alberta, we actually have some of the best soil in the world. Nice. And we only grow one crop a year on that soil. If you go down in the southern states, they actually grow two crops a year. In a lot of parts of the world, you can actually grow two crops a year. So you're taking those nutrients out of the year, or out of the ground twice. So you're depleting those nutrients that much more, which requires a lot more artificial fertilizer use than it would up here. So it's one of those things to look for. Your food gets a lot of nutrients from the soil that it's actually grown in. So when you consider that, food grown in soil is actually better for you.
All right. That sounds good. Okay. Moving on.
So the next one is that it comes from a place where you can actually visit. And you can actually get dirt on your shoes or even manure. And this is an important one because, you know, if you're in the grocery store, next time you're in the grocery store, take a look at some of the foods that you're buying and ask that question. Like, can you actually visit this company that makes this food or grows this fruit or vegetable? And a lot of times you'll find out that you can't. It's that it may be grown by somebody else, then it's purchased by a middleman and then sold to you, or it's grown in a hydroponically in a different operation where you can't even go in the building because of they won't allow people to visit, or they won't allow bugs or insects in there and things like that. So they won't allow nature to thrive, and nature is one of those things that brings balance to everything. So that's that one there.
Okay, that's a good one, because I'd like to go visit some of the places around here. We can visit farms, and I've been to your farm. I picked some quad corn this year, actually.
Darn right. That's, you know, there really isn't. It's the best experience you can possibly get when it comes to connecting with your food is actually going out to the farm and getting them. And there's lots of organizations that you can get involved with where you can have access to local food year round, like CSA programs. Those are community supported agriculture programs. If you just look up CSAs in your area, then you'll find a lot of them around. But great programs, and all those farms welcome you to come out to the farm. And that's what's cool about it. You can actually go to the farm, and the farmers want you to come rather than
trying to hide
discouraging
something. You're right.
That, okay?
Yeah.
So fantastic. That's another aspect right there too.
We're going to take a short break again. And when we come back, we're going to go through the last two of your top five tips.
Perfect.
Exploring mind and body would not be possible without help from the French Learning Center. The French Learning Center, offering tutoring, French day camps, adult classes, and more. Contact Dorothy Keith for more information at 403-586-5714. That's 586-5714. The French Learning Center, a proud supporter of Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia.
All right, we're back and we're moving right along here. Rick's telling us about his top five things that we should know about food. So we're on to number four.
All right, so number four is to look for, your food should come from a place that welcomes like bugs and butterflies and bees. And the reason I put that down there is that, you know, a lot of places where they grow different vegetables or crops or grains, they tend to spray them with a pesticide called an insecticide or also a fungicide. And these pesticides, they end up killing a lot of these organisms that are meant to bring balance to food and to pollinate them and to provide them with different minerals and nutrients and that. And when something discourages that, when an insecticide is sprayed, there's a lot of things that don't happen with a plant, and it affects the rest of the ecosystem. And so me personally, the way I like to grow crops is without insecticides. And I think that, that's also one of the guidelines within organic production, which is great. I think that's fantastic, but you can just ask for that. And if you ask the farmer, they can tell you that information. And so that's one of the things that you should know about your food.
Okay. Yeah, thanks for that. Sorry. Go ahead. Let's go into number five and wrap up the top five tips, because these are fantastic. I'm learning lots right now myself.
Okay. Well, the most important one, I guess, is this last one. And it's just to know that someone actually cares about what they produce as a farmer. So, and this doesn't happen very often. If you look at where most of your food is actually grown, if you go through, you're going into Walmart or any large grocery store or anything like that, most of it will come from a huge corporation, a corporate farmer, corporate producer from halfway across the world. First of all, you can't even find out if they care about what they produce. You certainly can't talk to the farmer. But if you can, and if you know that they actually do care about what they produce, there's a lot of benefit that brings to the food, because they usually treat it a little bit better. It's not just a product. It's actually food that's meant to nourish you. So when people are passionate about what they grow and what they produce, and they want it to be healthier for their customers who consume it, then that's a better food to be eating. Whether it's certified organic or not, that is really important.
So what are some reasons, like, why is that food important? Like, I know, like, energy levels have a lot to do with food and nutrients, and if it's traveling that far, they must have to use something to preserve the food, whether it's a vegetable, organic, or whatever it is.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, if it's grown a long ways away, there's lots of things that can happen to food. Like, sometimes food is, some government regulations require certain foods to be irradiated, for example, when it goes across borders and things like that. And that affects the nutrition of the food, certainly.
Right.
But, you know, one of the things, the places that you'll find this to be the case, where people don't care about the food, is usually in large corporate farms, where the owner of the farm doesn't even visit the farm or the greenhouse or the factory or whatever it might be, right? And so the people that are actually working with it, it's just a job to them, maybe, and it might not be, they might not have a vested interest in making sure that food is produced in a way that is healthier and more nourishing for the consumer.
Right. Okay, so that was some tips that we went over, why organic's not always the best option. Is there anything you want to kind of close that segment off before we jump into why organic, or when is the best time to grow organic?
I think we should get right into that. That's an important one, because can we start right now?
Yeah, you know what? We'll start right when we come back from this commercial break.
Okay, sounds good.
Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia is brought to you in part by Kathy and Connie, the new real estate team in town with Widmer Realty. Contact them today for all your real estate needs.
All right, Rick, we're back, and I had to hold you back there. We appreciate our sponsors, and the show is only possible because our sponsors, like Health Street. So we got to take those breaks, but we're back with it, and I'm going to let you continue, because I know you can't wait to get this information out.
Well, so I guess the question here was, like, when is the best time to buy certified organic? And, you know, that's a really good question, because where we live here, in Alberta, in Canada, we have very distinct seasons, and we really only have one growing season where we can actually grow vegetables and grains and fruits and foods in our soils. So, you know, some greenhouses can stretch that season quite a bit, and they can grow some of those foods in the winter time, but we really need access to fruits and vegetables in the wintertime that don't come from here. And that's a time when I would say it's a great idea to look for that certified organic label. So, because you simply can't get local food at that time. Local food is, that's one of the points I want to make. Getting food locally where you can find more out about your food is better for you. And most of those small farmers just don't go out and get the certification. So they're not certified organic, but it is healthier, better food overall for you. It's simply better to get, so if you have the choice whether to buy it from your neighbor 2 miles down the road that doesn't use pesticides, nothing like that, grows it really responsibly and organically, but uncertified organically, or buying, going into Walmart and buying something that has a certified organic label on it that was grown in China, well, first of all, that one, that product that's certified organic is going to be more expensive than the one that's grown responsibly from the farmer next door. So,
how about quality? So you're saying you're getting better. You're saying we're getting better quality for buying from locally from a local farmer that's responsible that may not have that sticker on it.
Exactly, and freshness too. Freshness, quality, taste, flavor, everything. It's all better when you get it locally like that. In season, the challenge is when you're out of season. When we're in the middle of the winter, you don't have that luxury about going 2 miles down the road or going to the local farmer's market and accessing that awesome food. Right. So that's a great time to maybe choose something that has the organic label on it.
Okay.
Because then you know that it's produced at least within those guidelines. It may still be irradiated, and it may still be, you know, a week old after picking it because it had to travel halfway across the world. So it might not be as nutrient dense and all those things, but at least you know that it was produced in a way that is a little bit more responsible. Now, that's not always the answer, because there are tons of really good farmers around the world that aren't certified organic that grow awesome food. So I still urge you to ask these questions and consider these points that I talked about earlier in the program when you're looking for food. But at least if you want to make it easy, if you're going into one of those big grocery stores, sure, look for the label in the wintertime. But in the summertime, shop locally, check out the CSA programs around your local area, talk to some farmers, go visit them, go get some manure on your shoes, you know, during the season and see how food is actually grown. A lot of people don't get that luxury and they don't take the time to do that, to connect with their food. So I really urge people to do that.
Okay. Those are some great tips. And those questions or answers that we went over, that's going to be on exploringmindandbody.com/ is organic food healthier? So Rick, real quick, we got to wrap things up, but the good food guy, that's you.
Yeah, that's me, thegoodfoodguy.com.
Fantastic new website, thegoodfoodguy.com. Check
it
out.
Yeah, you bet. We just opened up the new website, so check it out, yeah.
Nice. And Health Street's got a banging new website. It's fantastic looking, I got to tell you.
Yeah, right on. Thanks a lot.
Good for you. Rick wrote a whole post about, what was it called? Organic or not?
Organic or not, which is better.
Okay, so that's going to be linked to the show notes too, and you'll find Rick on Facebook and Twitter and everything. I'll put all the links on the show notes on this blog post, so hopefully you get a chance to check them out. If you're local, go down to Health Street and check out what they got. They're always working on something, and you guys have workshops. And what's your latest one in the next couple of weeks?
This week we have one on superfoods, so it's an introduction to superfoods. It's on the 10th, and then next week we have one on raw chocolate, and our theme is Halloween, of course,
yeah,
because it's that time of year. But so we're doing raw Halloween chocolates. And then later on this month, near the end of the month, we're doing one on nutrition for skin health.
Oh, nice. That should go well.
Yeah, it'll be good.
Okay, great. All right, thanks so much. Excuse me there. Let me try that again. Thanks so much for joining us, Rick. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Likewise. Thanks for having me, Drew.
Exploring Mind and Body with Trueform Life's Drew Tadian. Brought to you in part by Curves Complete, the whole solution that makes burning fat as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get exercise, meal plan, and coaching for $14.95 a week. Call Curves and Olds at 403-556-5992 to schedule a free, no-obligation appointment.
All right, that'll wrap things up from me right here on Exploring Mind and Body. You just listened to the good food guy, Rick Kohut, and that's all I got for you. Thanks so much for tuning in. Every chance you get to listen, to download, to read, I more than appreciate. So thank you for your support. Thanks to my producer, Jameson Brown, and I'm out of here.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with TrueForm's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. For more on TrueForm's Drew Tadia, visit TrueFormLife.com. Exploring Mind and Body with TrueForm Life's Drew Tadia would not be possible without the help of GDK Gravel and Sand. GDK Gravel and Sand, now offering all products in half and 1 yard bags. Give them a call today for more information. 1-877-335-2091.